Now, once we have the drug in tissue, we have metabolism. Now, metabolism means changing of a drug. So the major system in your body for metabolizing drug is the hepatic drug metabolism system. Now, hepatic is a fancy word for saying liver. So your liver enzymes, and there's a specific system of enzymes called the P450 cytochrome microsomal enzyme system. So, P450 cytochrome microsomal enzyme. It's a series of enzyme systems that break down drugs. Now, they have names. They all start with CYP for cytochrome P. So they all start with CYP, and then there'll be something like 2D6 or 5A4. And so you don't need to memorize all of those systems. What you do need to know is that if several different drugs use the same system, they can clog one another up or they can block one another out. In addition to that, some drugs will tell one of those systems to work faster or slower. So if you give two drugs that affect the same microsomal system, you can have drug interactions in the metabolism. All right, now, therapeutic consequences of metabolism. Once we metabolize this drug, a couple different things can happen. The first one is you accelerate renal drug excretion. So your body might not like, your kidneys might not like to excrete the drug itself. But if you give it, once it's broken down, it might like to get rid of the byproduct. So it speeds up getting rid of the drug. Next one is drug inactivation, where the drug gets destroyed completely by your liver. Next one is increased therapeutic action. Sometimes when your body metabolizes the drug, it actually works better. Or it might work, it might not work at all until it gets activated. What would that be called?
A prodrug.
So for example, if any of you were around in the early 90s, there was a drug called Seldane. And Seldane was an antihistamine. And the problem was, if you gave it in combination with certain antibiotics, it would cause heart problems because of the metabolism. Now, as it turns out, Seldane gets broken down by your liver into another drug called fexofenadine. And fexofenadine you know as Allegra. So Seldane was a prodrug for Allegra. In this case, what they did to solve the problem was they said, well, let's not give the prodrug, let's just give the active metabolite. So we have activation of a prodrug, and then we can have increased or decreased toxicity. Sometimes the drug itself is not toxic, but as your body begins to metabolize it, it becomes toxic. And the classic example of that is Demerol. We'll talk about Demerol in a couple weeks. All right. So, considerations in metabolism. The first one is P450 systems. Some drugs will cause the P450 systems to work faster or slower. Then you have competition between two drugs for the same system. We have the first pass effect, which is where if you give a drug by mouth, it has to go through the liver before it hits the bloodstream. And then we have nutritional status. You know, what is the person's nutritional status? If you have a drug that's protein bound and the person has low protein nutrition, because say they're a vegan or maybe they live in a third world country and they don't get enough meat in their diet, they're going to have different protein levels in their blood, so they may need different levels of drug.